Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
All right, welcome everybody. I'm so pleased on this Sunday to have some folks I met at a conference on Parkinson's disease this past summer, and those folks decided to join me today. So Angela Halpern, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
How are you? And you are the Chief Clinical Officer of LSVT Loud, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to have you explain what that means here in just a minute. Let's just get the introductions done here for a second, okay?
Sounds good.
And then I also have Laura Goose. And am I saying your name right?
Close. It's Goosey.
Goosey. Very good. And so you are the Chief Clinical Officer for LSVT Big, right?
That's right.
Right. And then also, I'm so honored to have Bob Brown with us. Bob, hi.
How you doing? It's good to be here.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And you are utilizing the Big and Loud programs.
I'm a product of their work.
You are. That's awesome. And I'm guessing that you're using that to enhance your health and get good exercise and really keep your movements strong.
And living life.
And living life. And you have Parkinson's.
Yes, I do.
Diagnosis. Okay, great. Thank you for joining us, all of you. So for our listeners in Caregiver Nation and our friends with diagnosis, we just kind of want to have a reminder. We've done this many times talking about Parkinson's in the studio. But Parkinson's disease really generates from a lack of dopamine in the brain. And when that happens, we don't have what we need running through our body that helps our movements. It makes us stiff. It makes us freeze a little bit. Some of our friends, especially our younger friends with this diagnosis, have what we call rest tremors. And we recognize that as Parkinson's disease, but sometimes I don't think that people realize that people that have the Parkinson's-induced gait disorder also have freezing. They have stiffness in their joints and so on and so forth. And so, Laura, would you like to add anything to that?
Sure. There are many what we call motor symptoms that are part of Parkinson's disease, and they can affect many parts of life. They can affect the ability to walk. Initially, it starts off as one arm swing that's maybe not swinging as much as the other one. And as the condition changes, that can impact balance, posture, a person's confidence with movement, and also their coordination with doing things like handwriting, buttoning, and simple things like getting dressed or getting out of a low chair. So really anything that includes movement can be impacted because Parkinson's makes that movement smaller and slower. And Angela can talk a little bit about the speech impacts as well.
Absolutely. So let's bring you in on the conversation, Angela. So how does Parkinson's disease affect speech and communication with people with this diagnosis?
Well, it can affect it in a couple different ways. It affects the motor system, which is what people more typically think of when they think of the voice and speech symptoms. So that might be a soft voice, more slurred or mumbled speech, monotone voice. Those are the things that become a little more obvious. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people actually notice those symptoms in their voice and speech before they're even diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And research shows that this affects a large majority. Some studies say up to even 89% of people with Parkinson's. So it's a pervasive issue.
Okay.
The other way it affects is something people aren't as aware of, which is the sensory system. Mm-hmm. So it can create what we call a sensory mismatch. And how that manifests is many times people with Parkinson's will talk in a voice that feels normal to them, but it's perceived by others as being too quiet. And then when we cue someone with Parkinson's to speak in what sounds to us like a normal loudness voice, that person will say, I can't talk like this. I feel like I'm shouting. This feels too loud. Mm-hmm. And that's because of that impact on the sensory system, creating this sensory mismatch with the Parkinson's disease. When listening to a voice recording, people with Parkinson's can hear that the voice that feels normal really is too quiet, and the voice that feels like a shout really isn't too loud. So it's not an issue with hearing, it's more of a central processing issue. So it's really important to educate and work on that in treatments as well.
Okay, wow, well said. That really gives us some great information. So Laura, how does Parkinson's disease affect movement in people with this diagnosis?
Yeah, in some of the same ways that Angela was talking about with the sensory mismatch, oftentimes even early in the diagnosis, a person's posture or walking or arm swing might have changed subtly, but they might not even be aware of it because they really don't perceive it or feel it until they see themselves on a video camera or catch a glimpse of themselves in a mirror. So when a person is moving smaller and less efficiently, you know, that can really impact someone's confidence in their movement. It can make normal daily activities like, you know, buttoning your shirt or typing on your keyboard a lot less efficient and more cumbersome. So there's many different ways that it affects not just walking, but really all types of movement. And that perception of how their movement is and how their posture is.
Okay. Wow, that can really impact someone's life. So on that note, let's bring Bob into the conversation. Bob, would you mind sharing with my listeners how Parkinson's has impacted your life?
Certainly. The earlier conversation paints me very perfectly. I have tremors. I walk very slowly. My speech up until our last couple of years of work here, it was very soft. People were weren't listening or hearing me very well. Falls were becoming frequent because of the freezing. You get into a tight space and your feet don't move anymore, and the rest of you does.
Wow.
And you're looking for a place to fall down. this is how it's affected me. It affected my job, my relations. People thought I'd had a stroke.
Wow.
And
okay.
We're asking my wife, is Bob okay? And it was just hard to put our arms around. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what was the problem.
Okay. Wow, that was really impacting your life in some serious ways.
Yeah, especially being on the job and also personal relationships off the job.
Okay. So, Angela, let's circle back around then. Let's talk about this big and loud. What does this mean?
Well, so LSVT Loud is an evidence-based speech therapy. LSVT stands for Lee Silverman Voice Treatment, and it was named for Mrs. Lee Silverman. She was the first person to undergo the treatment. It was developed by Dr. Lorraine Ramig several years ago, and we now have over 25 years of National Institutes of Health research funding behind the treatment approach, Dr. Ramig in combination with Dr. Cynthia Fox. And so there's a lot of evidence behind this treatment approach that we're going to talk about. Evidence is important when we look at therapies because when someone's investing their time and their energy and their limited, sometimes insurance monies, you want to know that what you're doing has research evidence to support it, that it's effective. When LSVT came about, it was developed because traditional medical treatments, medications, surgical interventions that can really help with movement for Parkinson's don't have that same impact on voice and speech.
Okay.
And so there was really a need, I said at the beginning, some research supports say up to 89% of people might have a voice and speech issue.
Okay.
And at the time this was developed, research studies were showing only about 3 to 4% of people were actually getting speech treatment. So a huge discrepancy. We hope over the 25 years that's changed quite a bit, mm-hmm. but that's really where a need comes about.
Okay. So we're going to talk in depth about what this means and how you actually execute this loud in our next segment, in the next few minutes. But we're going to listen to a word from our sponsor. But I'm so excited to have you all here. And this is really, really important to me that we help our friends that have this diagnosis understand that there is help out there for them. Okay? So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Living and working with Alzheimer's and other dementias can often be challenging. Summit Resilience Training provides education utilizing non-medical approaches for those who work with our friends affected by dementia. Believing families still need one-on-one assistance, we provide classes which help them understand the diseases affecting their loved ones, offering strategies and techniques for success with activities of daily living and working with confusing behaviors. We offer in-home assessments to clarify symptoms of dementia diseases and help families work together to find moments of joy while living with memory loss and impairment. Education programs instilling person-centered care philosophies are offered for professional caregivers working in communities and homes, which can be customized for their staff. Training is also available for first responders, such as law enforcement, fire, and EMT personnel. We are passionate that people with dementias such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and others are approached with compassion and understanding, and those who work with them have all the tools they need for success. Call us at Summit Resilience Training, 303-420-6988, to schedule a class or in-home assessment. Visit our website at summitresiliencetraining.com for more information.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
All right, we are back, and I am joined by Angela, Bob, and Laura, and you all are part of LSVT Loud and LSVT Big. And Bob, you are a product of how this exercise, this speech therapy is working. So, Angela, I'm going to bring you back in and tell us what the process is. What is this? Now, let's get into the nuts and bolts.
Sure. So LSVT Loud is a speech treatment that works to improve communication by personalized exercises to strengthen the voice box or the larynx and the speech system. So we're really working to increase amplitude or loudness across the motor speech system. So the main focus of the treatment is to speak loud. However, the treatment isn't teaching people to shout. Okay. It's always training a normal loudness, healthy, good quality voice. And so therapists who are trained in this technique go through a lot of training and learning how to get that voice in a normal loudness, good quality way. With the treatment, it's 4 times a week for 4 weeks, 1 hour individual sessions, doing a lot of motor exercise practice. But then there's specific exercises that are personalized for reading and conversation for each individual person. And that personalization is really important for generalization and carryover.
Okay. So, Bob, would you demonstrate something for us?
Should I give them an ah?
I think give them
a good one?
Great loud ah, yes.
We always start off every session with good strong ahs to get our voice ready.
Okay.
And it goes ah.
Okay.
But much longer.
All right.
And we do that 6 times.
Wow, okay.
And then we do other facets of it 6 more times each as well. Okay. To make sure we're ready to go.
Okay. And then what?
And then we do the homework, the practice that we've had been assigned to us for that week. This week, we had to, you did the preparation, didn't you? We had questions to ask the person next to us in the session about them, so we'd learn about them. So it was 2 questions like, Where would you like to go on vacation? And you learn about them from the vacation standpoint. What countries do you find interesting? And a list, about 24 questions that we spent the day talking to each other, learning at each other, but most importantly, we're listening to each other, their quality of voice, how they're thinking loud, how they're starting loud to be strong. And so that's how we do it.
Awesome. Does this give you confidence?
Oh, absolutely. Before I started this, I was just in denial that my voice was the problem, that had to be something else with the people who I was working with or dealing with. It was me. My voice was disappearing. And with this program, I feel confident to go into a crowd and to speak and to discuss and talk about anything that we need to talk about.
This is an incredible tool. Really.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just amazing. So with that, let's go over to Laura. Will you describe the big piece? Now, you might have to put on your best Garrison Keillor. Is that his name, Garrison? So you can describe.
Garrison Keillor.
Let the listeners see what you're doing. No, explain big to us, Laura. Thank you.
Yes. Well, first of all, I think it might be helpful to have a very short background on where this LSVT Big came from.
Mm-hmm.
So Angela had mentioned that LSVT Loud has been studied extensively for the past 25 years. And in the early 2000s, after LSVT Loud was found to be so effective, the idea came forth of, could we apply these same principles of focusing on amplitude to movement? And so that's why we call it big, because we're not focusing on a louder voice. We're focusing on making movements bigger. And so this is a physical therapy and occupational therapy delivered intervention with a standardized dosage of 4 times a week for 4 weeks. They're hour-long sessions, individualized for each person, not a group treatment. It's a one-on-one treatment with a therapist. And that therapist, first during treatment, teaches the patient a series of 7 exercises called the maximal daily exercises, which focus on large movements throughout the whole body in every direction that our bodies can move. So forward, backward, sideways, rotation. Some are sitting, some are standing. And those are adapted for people of all abilities. So we have people that are very athletic and newly diagnosed, and we have people that need to do their exercises in a sitting or even a lying down position.
Okay.
And then the other part of treatment is really learning how to use those bigger movements in function. So it's not just simply a set of exercises. It's now having the concept of, okay, now that we've primed your body and taught you how to use these bigger movements, now we're going to use those same movements in functional activities that are meaningful to you. So for one person, it might be, you know, I really love golfing, and I'm going to use those same big movements as we practice my golf swing. For someone, it might be a simple task like, you know, rolling over in bed, which can be very difficult for some people with Parkinson's disease.
Right.
So for every patient, that's very individualized, and it comes through a one-on-one conversation with that therapist. And the goal is, by the end of treatment, to be able to produce those movements and functional activities with a more normal amplitude. So not too big, but not too small.
Okay, that's awesome. So there are a lot of different treatments and different options of exercise, bicycle riding, boxing, dancing, all different types of exercise. What makes the LSVT programs really unique, Angela?
Sure. So one of the biggest things is the amount of research behind it. So as I mentioned, we have the 25 years of research data, that evidence-based. Another thing is we have research looking at results out to 2 years for LSVT Loud. And Bob and I worked together over 9 years ago for the initial one-on-one individualized LSVT Loud treatment. And you can hear his voice even now 9 years later with continued practice. And then he's continuing to go to the Loud for Life, which are some of the activities he was describing in the group that we'll talk about more later. The other thing that's unique is really focusing on the sensory system. So when I talked earlier about those issues with the sensory mismatch, LSVT takes a lot of time to recalibrate people so they learn that this voice that feels too loud is really normal loudness. And other treatments don't focus on that. And then finally, as Laura was saying, for LSVT big, the same for LSVT loud, it's very personalized. We find people's hobbies and interests and all the conversation and reading activities are personalized to them, because the ultimate goal is someone can use that loud voice outside of our treatment room. So we want that voice to carry over and not just happen from reading a workbook in our treatment room.
Right. And that's really, really important. And I just think even listening to you, Bob, talking to us, it's amazing the confidence that you're using, and we can hear you clearly, and you don't feel like you're too quiet or too loud or anything like that. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Laura the same question. What makes loud unique?
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you will ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Living with purpose and meaning is the best reward at Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Your loved one will live life to its fullest. Licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day, compassionate caregivers, 3 well-balanced meals, and 3 healthy snacks are a few key elements of the JEA difference. We also offer fully furnished private and semi-private rooms, meaningful activities, and scheduled outings. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Okay, great. Word from our sponsor, and that was fun. So, Laura, what makes LSVT loud unique? Big.
That's okay. I knew what you meant. What makes LSVT big unique? Well, I think first, you know, we have to recognize that we are so fortunate to be living in this day and age where we have had literally an explosion of research and new exercise programs that are now available for people with Parkinson's. You mentioned boxing and dancing, and there's just a number of them, and all of them are really important and beneficial for people with Parkinson's disease. So with that, what makes LSVT big unique is it's not a general exercise approach that is delivered by fitness professionals in the community. LSVT big is a therapy delivered by physical therapists and occupational therapists, and it's much more than a set of exercises. In the previous segment, I talked about how really the application to function is so important. And we find that with our patients that it's not enough just to assume that exercising is going to help them be able to get out of their chair more easily or get dressed more easily or whatever. Really, it takes functional practice that's specific to that task to improve that task. So I always tell my patients the best way to improve your ability to get up from your low recliner chair is to practice getting up from your low recliner chair. Doing strengthening exercises is great, but that might not help you with that specific task. So that's one thing. It's the functional practice that's included. Mm-hmm. The other thing is what Angela was saying about addressing the sensory impairments that are part of Parkinson's disease. And just as with speech, sometimes when we initially help people to move more normally, it feels really awkward or funny, or it feels like they're moving in an exaggerated manner when they're not. And so it takes a lot of practice and repetition and one-on-one feedback from that therapist to help the patient finally get to the point where they understand how it needs to feel to move more normally, so that after that month of therapy is done, they can continue to move in that new, better fashion on their own without the cueing of the therapist.
I love that. And with that, Bob, let's bring you into this for a minute. So can you give me some specific examples of how this has empowered you? Are you a public speaker?
I do public speaking in my role in my current position, work. I talk to community groups. I speak to clubs. But the real proof of the work that is going on here occurred when 1 year I was selected as the representative of faculty at the college graduation.
Wow.
Now, it's tough enough to have 2,000 people
right.
in an open-air stadium where you have to speak for 15 minutes or so. But I knew I had succeeded when afterwards a person in the audience who feels very free about confronting me on issues walked up and he said, "That was really, really good.
Wow.
You did very well." And I asked him, "Did you hear everything okay?" And he said, "I heard everything loud and clear."
Oh, I love that.
I knew then that I had a success on my hands.
I love that. And just overall, your life in general, the impact this has made for you.
I feel much better about going out and mixing with my friends, meeting new people, going to places that otherwise I probably wouldn't go to
right.
because I'd always feel self-confident or self-conscious. Thank you.
Yeah.
About my voice, my volume, my strength.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about that. I just maintain it, practice it, and it's going to work out fine, and it does.
So you would recommend this to others?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it expensive, Angela?
Now, insurance, if people's insurance covers voice therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, it should cover the LSVT Loud and LSVT Big programs. Of course, people need to check with their insurance companies, but it is routinely across the nation covered by insurance.
Okay. Are your programs completely separate, yours and... Okay.
Yes.
So would you really quickly tell us the phone number and the website where they would contact you? And then, Laura, I'll ask you the same question.
Sure. So if people want more information, going to our website is www.lsvtglobal.com or calling our wonderful staff at 888-438-5788.
Excellent. And Laura, would you do the same, please?
It's actually the same phone number and website.
Oh, that's awesome.
They can also email us at info@lsvtglobal.com.
Fantastic. Well, the good news is we're not done with this conversation. We've got a lot more to talk about. I want to share my perception of watching this program in person, because it was fabulous this past summer at a convention that was held at University of Colorado Hospital, and this was on display, and I just thought it was crazy impactful. So at the end of this, we're going to come back for part two, and this will air the following Sunday, next Sunday. And I really encourage everybody to listen in and learn what you can about Big and Loud. This is excellent. So anyway, I want to thank you all for being here this week. We'll hang on a second. We'll be back again for the next recording for next week's program, part two. But I want you to know you can find this on Cruisin' 1430 AM. Look under the weekend programming. You can scroll down to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz. I also load these on my website, which is summitresiliencetraining.com. If you need anything from me, my number is 303-420-6988. And just so you know, folks, my podcasts are now listed on iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, and TuneIn. So thank you for listening, Caregiver Nation. For all our friends with diagnosis, I hope you listen again next week as we continue this conversation with Angela and Bob and Laura. And I hope that you learn something new every week. My goal for all three of you who have joined me today is to make sure that we have our people out there in Caregiver Nation educated and they know where the resources are. And so I might even have you put something on my website so they can find it for you. All right, we'll see you next week on Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Visit her website at summitresiliencetraining.com to learn more and join us next week as we learn more about dementia, Alzheimer's, and overcoming obstacles with a positive outcome. See you next time.